God bless you. Let us first begin, and we will talk with the Father in prayer. E prepare. Look here upon these thy children. Inspire and guide them with truth and love. Purify the spirit and the thoughts and the words and the deeds. Look into their hearts and bring to them the realization of the majesty of your love through Jesus Christ within them. And in this love, teach them to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, and thine will be done, here on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not away in temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. Amen. So now, Brother John, let us begin.
Who is the devil?
Per lo favore, non ti sei. It's very simple. Have you looked at your lower self, Brother John? Have you looked within and seen this lower self, which sometimes has this era of selfishness, of greed, of spite, of viciousness? If you look into the hearts of men around you, and the women, and even in some children, through no fault of their own, you will see the lower forces of understanding, and you will come to understand that those who turn away in themselves, in lust, in greed, in fornication of all kinds, and who are reverse of all the beliefs of good and love, this is, as you will call it, the devil within. We know there is the Archangel Gabriel, who is the opposite to whom the Spirit of Christ taught on this earth plane. He turned aside from all what was good within, and he was cast away. He began in the days of Cain and Abel, he spoke in the heart of Adam when he was tempted. And he is the complete reversal of the law of God. He is turned aside from the love of God and from the love of Christ and the inspirations of Christ. And because of the story which is told of him, man has looked upon him in that day and age as the evil one. And they have taken him as a symbol of evil, just as they take Christ is a symbol of God and love. And when I speak of this, when I identify man's lower thing, his weakness, and his determination to do everything but love, to do everything but that which is good, then I speak of the devil. I speak of Gabriel, just as we speak of Christ, when we speak of love and peace and trust and a healing love and the glorification of God. You understand what I'm saying to you, Brother John?
Yes.
They have taken this one and use him as an example of themselves when they are thinking of evil things and those things which are opposed to the love and the will of God, as he was. Is this answer for your question?
Have you got the name right?
Because
Gabriel was the archangel who appeared to the Virgin Mary to announce the birth of Jesus.
Si, bene. Gabriel, as I speak of him, he's not of this one. He's not of this one. He was the archangel. And he was the archangel because he was, if you wish, at the time of his presence, capable of being upon the same level as the Christ. He was the supreme being who turned away from love, and so he became a supreme force of evil and those things which are not of God. I know of this beloved one, the angel Gabriele, who spoke with Maria. We know this, and we don't want you to become confused with this. They are not the same. They are not the same. Is this to make you happy?
Yes, thank you.
Lord, are you sure in your heart you are completely satisfied with what the Marcello has told you?
Yes.
What else troubles your mind or your heart?
As far as you're aware, Marcello, evil will one day be swallowed up by the good, just as we have evil on this earth opposing good, so you in the spirit have evil opposing good, darkness opposing light. Is that right?
E come mi are, Steve. I love these equations because we are coming now into my plane and not on your plane. And I want you to understand, Brother John. I am so pleased of this. I want you to understand. Here in these plane, and on this side of what you call the material life, there is no evil as it is described here on earth. There is a lower plane, as I have described to you before, where those who have not evolved will remain until they progress, until they have come to terms with all these things they have not done and should have done in order to progress. So you see, we count these as the lines. We close these as the lower forms of understanding. And still they take with them the habits and the beliefs of this material world they have brought with them. And they cannot let them go. And they try so hard to re-communicate with those here they loved or knew or can link with, who are, what you will say, susceptible or receptive to those forms of entities, the lower forms, people's who's their thinking is just as low and unevolved here on this earth plane. And as we have it taught, you have it taught many, many times on this plane, like will attract like. And so you see, those who are evolved on this plane will attract all those who are evolved on this plane where Marcello is, on this side of life, whatever level of awareness, is no matter. You understand this? If they are unevolved on these planes, and on this side of life, and your side of life, then they will also communicate, and find it much more simple to communicate. The weak, and those who are easily laid in their thoughts and thinking and understanding and receptivity will always fall afoul of this lower level of awareness and is what you call hell, I suppose, because it is not of God. It is not a place of love and caring, of sharing one's heart with another. They think nothing of one another and would do each other harm without the consideration nor fear. You understand this?
Yes.
And so you see, this level, I suppose, is what man sees in his understanding according to his teachings handed down from the simple way of thinking of old. This is hell. This is a damnation. This is the bowels of the earth, if you wish, or the bowels of the spirit planes, where man cannot rise up and meet his God, because he is too committed and too weighed down and burdened with his own selfishness and greed and lust and animosity and all other things of this nature. You understand what I am saying to you.
How are these people helped to rise?
Bello varia, senti. We watch and we wait. We cannot help them until the moment when they begin to come aware and they begin to arise. And this is why such as yourselves, not just of this one particular religion, but of all Christian belief, of all beliefs which follow the love of God, whatever their understanding, whatever their following, if they are giving love, then their aura begins to glow. And this is why Christ said to man, let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. He was not just talking of those of low understanding here on this earth plane. He was talking of those who are lost in this depth of unawareness, if you wish, which man terms as hell on earth. And so you see, when you praise your God, and when you show the light of your love through your worship, whatever form your worship takes, whatever nation or nationality you are, whatever faith or creed you follow, your light will shine just as always. And you will attract them. They will begin to come as their awareness grows and their vision is becoming clear. They can arise from the darkness and they can escape because of the love of God and because the light of love around his children. And they can be raised from these depths of Beelzebub, as you call it. And they can be helped gently and slowly by those who form what is known on these plains as a grey brotherhood, who work on the edges of these plains, praying for these lost ones, as you call them, hoping to reach down when they can elevate themselves enough and reclaim them through the name and the love of God. You understand, Brother John?
Are some damned for eternity?
As I have told you before, there are those who will commit deliberately and violently unforgivable sin. As I gave an example of those who will violate a child and so corrupt his progression and his thinking in whatever way, shape or form, then these truly are eternally damned. And by this I mean, again as I have explained, they will remain in their own depth of darkness, a depth of darkness created only for themselves and of themselves, until the will of God, and only the will of God, shall receive them into the light. And this is what we hear in our understanding, interpretate the meaning of eternal damnation among men. Again, you see, you have the opportunity to make a comparison, to bring forward now the understanding and a new understanding of what your predecessors of the times of Christ and beyond considered to be eternal damnation. It was their belief that the soul was destroyed completely and remained no more in existence and was to remain in the pits and destroyed by hellfire. But you see, this is a very elemental way of belief, and it is for this purpose that we want to impart to you this interpretation, so that man can gain a renewed vision and a renewed understanding of these old teachings, according to your understanding of today. You see, Brother John, if you will go about as many do on this earth plane and talk to your fellow men of eternal damnation and of a hellfire and of a destruction and of whatever else you talk about, people will smile to themselves and they say, I think he is a little bit insane. I cannot believe this. And of course they cannot believe it, because it is not of your understanding today. It is not the way men and women or the whole human race thinks today, except for small minorities who must soon learn to catch up with today's way of thought. So you see, what we are saying to you and what you are doing now is so important. You are bringing now a new interpretation of those things which were looked upon in what is today called a very elementary way of thinking, and a very simple way of thinking, and very often a very harmful way of thinking for man's train of thought and understanding and awareness today. You understand this, Brother John?
Yes. Do some in their degradation lose human form?
Esto va, sí. Junto, sí. They use the ability to return in human form. But you see, Brother John, the spirit does not take a human form in any case. It is a cluster of energy. It is a life force. And some energies are far greater than others because they have evolved. And because of this, some have been known to manifest as Christ manifested. But you see, you will look everywhere in your holy book and you will see no true teaching whereby the spirit of evil manifested, or the spirit of the devil, as you wish to call him, has manifested to man. He can only manifest himself through his ability to penetrate and inspire the thinking of me, and so corrupt his thinking. But he cannot show himself in any form at all. He has not the ability. His energies are totally different. You understand this?
Yes, sir.
You wish to challenge this statement of the Bible? If you can read your Bible from cover to cover, at no time does the devil manifest himself, not even when he tempted Christ. He did not manifest himself before Christ. He spoke in his heart. And this is why. But you see, to Marcello, he has no physical form because he exists only because man was taught so in olden years. They have taken the examples of Gabriele and used them. But to use them, they had to have an image by which to convey it to men. So they created this strange-looking one who was, I suppose, part cow, part dragon, part everything else, but a human. Because all these misfigured things in one form represented something which was horrific and evil, and ungood, and unclean, and impure, and would strike terror into the hearts of men. And so this is why those of old created this image of the devil. There is no such thing as this, of course. There is just the lower thinkings of man. And again, your task, Brother John, and the task of all of you gathered here is to bring this understanding to your fellow beings and take away this old image which creates fear.
The medievals, you see, were preoccupied with this image of the devil.
Si.
They personified the devil.
Si.
Wrote it with a capital D.
Then
perhaps Brother Augustus and Emmanuel would like to sort of speak on that when he comes.
To Favara, si. When the Brother Augustus Emmanuel talks with your Brother John, at the time when Marcello has finished his work with you, he will teach you many, many things of this nature. But he will only enhance those things I have it all. Yes. But you see, these ones of the medieval time, I suppose you are talking of the time of Marcello when you talk of this.
The medieval, yes.
And I can assure you, they were very funny people. They had a very strange way of understanding things. And they had an awful imagination. And were very superstitious. And would create all sorts of manifestations of those of the lower entities. Even my master, Buonarroti Simili, created so many horrific-looking images to define evil. But this does not mean to say that these exist. He was trying to portray man's thinking and the way man saw evil as things which were distorted and corrupt and deformed. The corruption of belief, the deformed teachings, the evil way of life. All these things are symbolized in that image which man created in these times. And in fact, is it true to say, among the religious beings of that time, the cardinal and the pope and the priests and the bishops, they would create these things in such horrific ways because they knew they would frighten those of their followers away from this and make them follow them, not through belief, but through fear of the images they created and called it evil and called him the devil. But it is only a lower form of understanding. You understand this now? So we are coming back to your first equation once again.
The reason I asked about some in darkness, in the lowest spheres of degradation, losing human form, Christ came at a time, an appointed time according to the heavens, when he upturned evolution. Conversely, had he not come, then evolution would have had a downward trend such that man, following the instincts of those lower than animals, would have borne the features of animals.
I understand you see, Brother John. But again, all revolves around those things we have been speaking of. But because Christ came to this earth, all this was prevented because God looked upon the earth and what he saw he was displeased with and he was concerned because the man was destroying himself and claiming that God was destroying him. And so it is today even. We are at a stage where man is so capable now of destroying so many in a stroke that there is going to become a prevention for this and there is going to be a great change in man's understanding and we are standing at the threshold of this now. And this is why Marcello and the Brother Augustus Emmanuel and all those other glorified ones who speak from this divine plane are talking with little clusters of his children as I talk with you now, all over the world, trying to make man understand man and prevent his own destruction. Because man will only destroy himself. God will not destroy that which he has created. He planted the seeds that they may grow and they multiply and progress. But there is those among those seeds who will only destroy and smother with evil thinking and misguided teaching. So you see, we have a task before us, a divine task, and we must fulfill this task. And your work, Brother John, is going to become more and more intense and so much more important, because this must be fulfilled. This is so important. And each and every one of you children sitting here, you see here, because we love you, and we see in you the ability to understand in one way or another, perhaps not in the same way, but to understand according to your awareness, and so take these teachings abroad, and share them with your fellow men when a moment comes. So you see, you are being well blessed in the work which you have to do here. I know you sit in silence, but in that silence I will say to you, absorb, absorb those things we are telling you, so that we can prevent man from destroying man in such a way, born on the wings of man's own inner humanity towards man. You understand this? Is this answer for your question now, Brother John?
Yes,
thank you. Is there any more questions that you wish to ask before I withdraw?
Well, I was just going to say, we understand God as creator of all life, and all phenomena on earth are the manifestations of that life force, so that if God destroyed anything, he would be destroying part of himself.
Si.
So God does not destroy, is that correct?
Ben, I am so pleased to hear you understand this, Brother John. God is not a destroyer, he is a creator. How can he be called, on one hand, the giver and deliverer of all things, and at the same time be called the destroyer of his own creation? What would be his purpose? What a tremendous waste of love and energy and power. Is a man who destroys. I have explained, I believe, before, and Maria probably heard Marcello explain this long ago. The Father created this earth, and upon it he put the man, and within it he gave man all the minerals, all the things he would need in his life to exist. There is nothing man uses which does not come from the earth. Man was given free will. He was told to go forth and multiply. He was told to create, to grow, to prosper. And he was given all these things upon the earth to do it. Is it therefore the fault of God if a man through his blindness digs up something from the earth which he calls iron and casts from it a sword rather than an implement with which to feed himself? Or is it the fault of God if man will take from this earth the chemicals which will stifle and smother and destroy and burn the insides of a man, rather than take them and use them to cure him? Is this the fault of God? Or is this not the misunderstanding and misuse of a man's free will to use the earth and the fullness thereof to grow and to prosper and to fulfill his life and the lives of others and to create things of a beauty? Is it the fault of God, therefore, if man will create weapons of war and destruction, such horrific weapons as you have today, which can destroy millions in a flash? Was this the law of God? Was this his will? Is this what he wanted man to make of himself? To destroy himself by the millions? Of course it wasn't. It was not. And if man will take his own free will and use it to create these horrific things and to create horrific misjustices among one another, to falsify against one another, to deprive one another, to abuse one another, crucify one another, is this the will of God, or is it the will of man? I ask you this question, Brother John. What is in your heart when you think of these things? Does the Father of creation create destruction also? Does he create beauty and love and peace and progression and evolvement only to create with it the ability to destroy this earth in a moment, in a flash, just because one man doesn't understand another? A whole nation can be destroyed. This is the sad part of your progression. It has been misused, and it must be stopped. And again I say to you, this is why we are here. This is our purpose. To manifest it to you and to impart to you these truths and these understandings in a fervent prayer that you will take them abroad, share them with your fellow men, make them known. It doesn't matter if you do not want to take who told you so. But it does matter that you will go and make man understand that God is not the destroyer. That is man of today. He has become too powerful, too intelligent in some ways, for his own good. And you must make them understand that good must prevail if man is going to live. Is this to make you understand now?
Yes, Bishop.
Build over here. Brother John, I have been very busy talking, and your questions have been so exciting for myself. But not too exciting to make me forget the question I asked you last time I talked. Bello bavaglio, don't. This was a very good try, Brother John.
Yes.
What is this stillness of your faith?
It is the I Am of the universe.
Bello bavaglio.
It is that realization that I am a part of God, inseparable.
De lo vario.
The Bible calls a son.
Sei un uomo morte. You are getting to the truth there. You have the truth. But you see, brother John, the answer is so simple. Is a little gem of simplicity. The stillness within, brother John. The stillness I spoke of is the one thing you asked the question of me of. Did you not say to me, explain the love of God? I asked you to feel it. And you will know the answer to your question by experience. So simple, is it not?
Simple but profound.
Thank you very much. Brother John, I love you so much. And I know Brother Gastesimaio loves you all also. But love you though I may, I must take my leave of you. And I will leave in your hearts the many questions you must ask of yourselves now. And I will say to you all, ask yourselves these questions. And think of the things I have said to you before you give yourself the answer. Think of the earth. Think of this foolish man. Think of this devil you speak of. Think of all the questions Brother John has asked. And I ask you to ask of yourselves, who am I? What am I? Why am I? And where am I? God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you, my children. May the love of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit remove the influence of all those topics of conversation you have received. Take away the evil thereof and the inspiration of evil from your heart. Cleanse you and be upon you. Always. You have received an awareness and understanding reborn, revived and renewed of the lower and higher understanding and awarenesses of man, known to him as the higher and lower plane, as heaven and hell. Receive them into your understanding as the low awareness and the high awareness, as the love of God and man's love for himself. Receive and understand these teachings, my children. Go forward and bless the hearts of your fellow men, enlighten them, and beseech them to receive into their hearts the love of God and the awareness of his ever omnipresence within them, and receive those things not of God, and destroy them within themselves, and seek the love and understanding of God within their heart. Praise the Lord, praise his name, and praise the salvation of mankind through mankind's own understanding of the love of God and the acceptance of him within their lives, here on this earth and here on these levels of awareness, from which we bless you. Let us talk with the Father and bring these teachings to their close. Let us pray. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, cleanse, refresh and bless these thy children, ordained that they may receive into their hearts the philosophies of your love and peace and understanding. Bring unto them, O Father, a greater vision of light and love and evolvement, that they may bless their fellow men, enlighten them and beseech them to follow and praise your name in all things. That thoughts of evil and the workings of evil shall not prevail, and that man shall know man in his true image, the image of God, the Father Almighty, Maker and Creator of heaven and earth, who causes his light to shine upon those who are blessed in his name, and causes them to receive into their hearts eternal life. Bless each of these thy children, O Lord. Lighten their darkness, cleanse their being, their thinking, their speaking, and their understanding, that they may be pure and true divine entities here on this earth plane, emissaries of thy love and peace among their fellow men, that thine shall be done on earth as it is in heaven, and hallowed shall be thy name. May the love of the Father and of the Son and his inspiration to all men through Jesus Christ rest, remain and dwell within your heart. Walk in your peace and distill your understanding. Purify and emulate the pathway of your life. Unfold you in his love from this day forward, even forevermore, through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. God bless you, my children.